Okay, guys, let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you guys can hear me. I'm having audio issues. Okay, guys, let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. I'm trying to get my audio together, so I'm going to see if you guys are hearing me. All right, we're back live. Are you guys hearing me? If you're out there and you can hear me, send me a text and let me know that you guys can hear me. All clear. Great. Thank you so much. Okay, great. Okay, so now we're going to get started. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about relationships and love and marriages and husbands and wives, okay? And the whole concept of what it means to be in a relationship and what that means from a biblical perspective, okay, and how that should look, okay? So first, we're going to start with, you know, I have my research and I have all my stuff together. So we're going to start with the book of Genesis, all right? So we're going to go to Genesis and we're going to go to chapter 2 in verse 23. Hold on one second. Let me get to that. Okay, so we have Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. All right, and it says here, chapter 2, 23. All right, great. So it says here, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And then it says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, me personally, I've always had some issue with, you know, we coming from their ribs when we have babies and they come out of our bodies. So, you know, that I've always had a controversy with that. Okay. But I'm gathering this, you know, this spiritual information from the book to just prove a point, okay? So this is what Adam is saying, and he's saying, I'm going to cleave unto my wife. Now, cleave has a double meaning. Cleave can mean to split, and it can also mean to stick to and adhere, okay? So if he's saying, this is bone of my bone, and I'm going to cleave to her, this man is saying, I am going to be with this woman, and we're going to be one flesh. And nothing, if you're one flesh, that means that nothing can come between you, all right? So this is what's this is what Adam is declaring, all right? So let's go to Proverbs 5 and 18, okay? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 18, all right? It says here, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth, okay? So God is saying, you know, here, be happy with your wife. Be happy with the woman that you've married. It says, let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. So the importance of you having a wife and you being connected with your wife and letting your wife satisfy you and letting nothing come between you, this is very important in a relationship, according to the book that you say you believe in, okay? So I don't understand why we have so many problems with people committing in marriages if you say you're Christian and this is what you believe in, All right. So let's go again to Proverbs. Let's see. 18. Okay. Let's go to Proverbs 18 and 22. Okay. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this is because I think we have this all backwards, how we go about relationships and how we go about looking for mates. Okay. 18 and 22 says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord." So, in other words, what this is saying, what God is saying in this book, according to your book, that you can't even, a man can't even find favor with the Lord unless he has a wife. That's what it says here. A man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. But in all of my studying and research of this book, I've never seen it say a woman that findeth a husband findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. I've never read that. Okay. And you know, so the way we look for husbands, the way we crave relationships, I think we're doing it backwards, because according to this book, they're not the prize. We are. We're the prize, okay? Now, we're going to keep going. Let's go to Proverbs 19, okay? 19 and 14. Now, it says here, "House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, a prudent," it says, "and a prudent wife is from the Lord." So they're telling you, I mean, again, men, okay, you know, you get into these relationships, you don't want to commit, you want to run around, but God is telling you, you cannot even have favor of the Lord until you have a good wife. I mean, a prudent wife is a gift from God for you, and it's a gift from God. And we as women in relationships and love put up with so much stuff not knowing our worth. Let's keep going. Let's go to Hebrews 13 and 4. Okay, Hebrews 13 and 4. And then I'm going to give you some scriptures from the Old Jerusalem Bible that I also read a lot. So let's go to Hebrews 13 and 4. It says here, it says, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, with whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." So that's telling you right there, your side piece, huh? Your side piece is not what you're supposed to be doing. And we as women, Christian women now, you accept this. You accept this. And you say, we got to stand by our man, okay? The Lord sent me this man, and, you know, and you take office. Here it's telling you, you don't have no favor with God when you put up with that. Because the man doesn't have any favor with God because he doesn't appreciate you. Okay? Now, let's look at the animal kingdom. And I'm going to take a break in a little while. And you guys, I want you to call in, give me your opinions, tell me what you think. But if you look at the animal kingdom, I love to look at Animal Planet. I really believe that looking at Animal Planet, it really gives you an insight as to how things should really go. All right? Now, if you look at the Animal Planet, the animals like the peacock, for instance, okay, the peacock has these beautiful feathers and he's strutting around, but it's the man that has the beautiful feathers trying to attract the female. It's not the female. The female is very plain looking, actually. She doesn't have all of that. She doesn't need it. I'm going to tell you why she don't need it. Because she can determine whether his gene pool is going to continue to go forward. See what I'm saying? You see, the female animal knows this. It's just the human woman, female, that don't know, okay? We feel like we have to chase them because of what they have. No, they need to be chasing us so that their gene pool can live on. But see, it's so easy for your gene pool to live on because we lay down people blind, crippled, crazy, on crack. We don't care. We breed with them, have babies. But do you see what I'm saying? When we put more of a priority on ourselves as women, understand, and know our worth, you're not going to lay down anything. You're just not going to do it. You're not going to be able to. All right? When you know your worth and this person comes to you and you know that this person is not up to par, they're not doing what they need to do in their life, they may have, you know, things going on that they need to correct, and you go ahead and lay down with them anyway, and then you wonder why the relationship don't work out. That person didn't have favor with the Lord, according to your book. See what I'm saying? Now, see, in African traditional religion, it is expected of you, okay? It is expected of you. Now, that doesn't mean that they all do it. But it is expected of you to know, as a woman, your worth, okay? And to know that you are the prize. And that it's up to you if this man, if more of him is going to continue to live on, okay? When we start putting a different priority on things and not just emotion, and you know your worth, then you do things differently. Okay, now I'm going to read to you from the Jerusalem Bible. It's called the Jerusalem Bible. Okay, and if you can, you could probably get a copy online, or, you know, find it online. But if you do, I want you to go to the Book of Wisdom, because in the Jerusalem Bible, there are books that have been taken out of the King James Version. Okay, so I'm reading the Book of Wisdom here. All right, and they're talking about in praise of wisdom. Okay, now this is what it says. It says, "For within her is a spirit intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, active, incisive, unsullied, lucid, invulnerable, benevolent, sharp, irresistible, beneficent, loving to man, steadfast, dependable, unperturbed, almighty, all surveying, penetrating, all intelligent, pure, the most subtle spirit. For wisdom is quicker to move than any motion. She is so pure, she pervades and permeates all things. She is a breath of the power of God, pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty. Hence, nothing impure can find a way into her. She is the reflection of the eternal light, untarnished mirror of God's active power, image of his goodness." Now listen to this part. "Although alone," I'm going to say it again, "although alone she can do all, herself unchanging, she makes all things new. In each generation, she passes into holy souls. She makes them friends of God and prophets. For God loves only the man who lives with wisdom. She is indeed more splendid than the sun. She outshines all the constellations." And it goes on and on and on. But did you hear what they said? God loves only the man who lives with wisdom. Huh? Now you got all of these men out here, and you got all of these women out here, and most of what we base our relationship on is emotion. Okay? And everybody wants to know, when am I going to get my husband? And I, you know, and really as a reader, as a spiritualist, I hear this all the time. When am I going to get married? The men are not asking that. The men are not asking when are they going to get married. The men are not asking when are they going to have children. It's only us. And because we want it so desperately, not knowing your worth, you're very willing to have somebody that is not going to be good for you because you're not looking. Now, you're Christian, but it tells you right here, God loves only the man who has wisdom. How to ask a woman, okay? Why do you think we have so many divorces? Because men don't even respect the wisdom of their women. You can tell your husband to do something, and you know it's right. He knows it's right, or he might not know it's right. Or he might feel like, you know, you're right, but not do it because you're saying it. Okay? See, they don't respect the wisdom of a woman. In this book, it's telling you, and I'm not going to tell you that in the King James Version now. You're going to have to go to the Jerusalem Bible. This is one of the books they took out, and rightfully so. I see why. Okay? but it's giving reference to it in your King James Version when it tells you the man who finds a good wife finds favor with the Lord. But we settle for bad marriages and stay in bad marriages, and you call yourself Christian knowing that you don't have any favor with the Lord because your husband got a side piece. Okay? And you willing to put up with that side piece just to have a husband. But like I said, if you look at the animal kingdom, you don't see women run. You don't see female animals running behind male animals. It's the male animal trying to attract the female animal. Okay? That's what it's about. I'm watching it one night, and here's a baboon, female baboon who already has a baby. And there's a male baboon who had no children, and they had made an agreement. Okay, I need you to watch the baby. I'm going to do what I do, so you watch the baby. And another female baboon crossed his path, and he was trying to decide whether, and I mean, I'm watching this. This is the animal kingdom, just like a man, just like a man. And he's looking at the female baboon, then he looked back at the baby, he looked at the female baboon, and then looked back at the baby, and then he goes to the baby because in his mind, he's like, okay, I know if I stay with this baby, she's going to have another baby for me. I'm proving to her that I can be reliable. So he let the female baboon go forward. But a lot of our men fall into this sexual lust thing where we have to satisfy them and we have to be, you know, that's really not what having a husband is all about, according to your book. You know what I'm saying? So it seems like maybe why marriages aren't working is because we're going about it the wrong way, women. Instead of us trying to find a husband, we need to let them find us. Because honestly and truly, when a man comes to you and he says, I know that you're the woman for me, God sent you to me, and I want to marry you, you ain't not chasing nothing. You ain't chasing nothing. And then you get your chance to evaluate. Are you worthy? Do you have what it takes? Huh? To be my husband. Because a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. So you got to put more priorities on your passion. All right? And it can't be about passion. It has to be about purpose. And that's where we fall short. Because those animals in the animal kingdom know, okay, I'm going to get with this person. I'm going to mate with this animal, and I'm going to have more. They have a system. We just do it because it's fun. And we don't have nothing else to do. There's no purpose. And this is why a lot of relationships don't work. You have people that you have people that get together, you got a job, he got a job, that's what you do. You have no purpose, you have nothing together that you are working on that makes your marriage more than the passion and the sex and how you look and all of that, how you make me feel. Because all of that is going to wear off after a while. It's gonna go away. Okay. And you're gonna have to have a purpose for the relationship. And I'm telling you, since I've been here in Georgia, I have never heard any other woman say husband like these women in Georgia say husband. Where's my husband? They can drag that out like, I mean, my husband. Like nobody else in the world ever said the word husband but them, okay? I got to get home to my husband, okay? There ain't nothing wrong with that. But we as women got to know our worth. You know what I'm saying? He needs to be saying, I need to get home to my wife. I need to be home with my wife. They're not saying that. They got side pieces. And then you wonder why your relationship don't work. And then you accept this lifestyle so that you can have a man. And you're miserable. And you spend all these years with somebody that you're unequally yoked with, who's not no longer interested in you because you have no purpose. We need to start picking differently. We need to start looking at different things when it comes to relationships and why we're with somebody. I was reading a post on Facebook, and it said, if your baby daddy wasn't no good, what qualifications did he have to get in the first place? What qualifications did he didn't have to have any? He just had to be a man. He just had to like me. And that's what's happening with us as women. We're too emotional. Spirit is saying, look, you know, this person needs to be of some worth. We need to start producing better gene pools. Okay? Your husband can't just be your husband because he's cute or got some money or the other stuff. He has to have a purpose, and he needs to be living his purpose. Okay? It's them who find favor with God when they are with us. We already got favor with God. We give life. Okay? We provide life. So we already have favor with God. They talk about the virtuous woman, okay, in Proverbs. And it says, her husband is known because of her. Her being in the marketplace, okay? Again, Ruth wasn't looking for Boaz. She did not have Boaz as a thought. And I hear all the time, when am I going to find my Boaz when you stop looking for him? When he finds you? When you got the characteristics of Ruth? That's where you're going to find Boaz. Okay? Until then, you're just going to get Ray Ray. Okay? And John John. Okay, you're going to get that mentality. It's when we raise our mentality as women and raise our perception of ourselves and what we have to offer, really, and how important we are. You know, you give them life, you have life for them, and then you got to put up with all kinds of stuff because they don't respect you, because they don't see your worth, okay? And this has got to stop. You know, we've got to start choosing differently. We can't choose based on emotion anymore. You need to do an interview, okay? And in that interview, you need to let them work for a while. And you need to let them prove themselves, okay? Men need to prove themselves before they're given things so readily. And that's our problem. We give things too readily. We give too much too soon for too little, okay? When you start making them a challenge, well, you got all kinds of women out here that'll do it, anything, but, you know, if you accept that and bow down to that, you're going to have anything to deal with, too. And then you're going to have community penis to deal with, okay? So we're going to take a break, and I want you guys, if you want to call in and give me your opinion and tell me what you think. I mean, do you think we're going about this the wrong way? Do you think men need to really start chasing us and showing us commitment? And wanting to be committed and doing the things towards commitment before we give ourselves to them in our heart? Or should we just keep doing it this way? Because it's not working. You know, it's not working. I'm not hearing about happy love and happy relationships. You know, it's always about somebody else or something is wrong and somebody is in it. And it's here telling you in your book, we're not going to have any favor. Your man has no favor. Okay, because he's not doing the right thing. So we're going to take a break. And if you want to call in, it is 563-999-3791. Again, 563-999-3791. I'll be back in a bit. Okay, guys, so I'm back. Okay, so I'm trying, you know, I don't know what's going on here with the audio and stuff, but if you guys want to call in, I think someone is trying to call in. It's 563-999-3791. So if you're having difficulty calling in, let me know. I don't know what's going on with the platform, but... because you're texting me, you're saying you want to call in, and I'm trying to get you in. But again, if you want to call in, you can try to call in at 563-999-3791. One moment. Yes, okay, so someone is saying to me, they're saying it's women that will settle for anything, okay? Making it hard for good women to stay strong because men will leave and deal with those chicks who put up with anything. So the strong women get weak and bend to keep them. Yes, I mean, you know, and I understand that, but the thing is that even when that happens, you still end up not having what you want, okay? You still end up not having what you want. Because the person isn't going to be committed. And you're still left in a situation where you have to, okay, so even if you bend to them, it doesn't mean that you're going to be the only one bending, you know? And I know it's a catch-22, you know, and this is why I wanted to get your opinions. I wanted to see what people felt about it. You know, if you have to bend, how far are you willing to bend? You know, to be in a situation like this. But I'm bringing it to you because people talk about this from a biblical perspective and what marriage is about. And it's not, we're not living that, you know, and we're not living that because we have to bow so much to what men want and not what we want them to do. So a lot of women would be willing to bend in order, you know, to have relationships. The sad part, that's difficult. And I know it's hard for strong women, you know, I know it's hard for them to say, okay, I'm just, you know, but if you look at it at the end of the day, you know, even if you do bend, does it work? Or do you end up, you know, getting tired of it and being like, you know, I just, you know, I'd rather be by myself anyway, you know? And usually at the end of the day, that's what you feel like, you know? You give, you give, you give, and you're giving in the hopes that the person won't go the people who are, you know, will be willing to do anything. You know, just because they decide to be with you doesn't mean that they're not going to go to the women that want to do anything as well. What the point that I'm making is that even in this bending, if they're not willing to commit, okay, spiritually it's not going to work, okay? And it doesn't matter if it is, whether you're Christian, African traditional religion, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we, in our relationships, have to be willing to, hold on, here we go. We got 678-768-9544. You are live. Go ahead.
It's like, you know, it's like we have to make them.
768-9544. You are live. Go ahead.
It's like we have to raise them to a higher level because
they're
going to keep being who they are until they meet somebody that makes them rise to a level where they need to be.
Yeah, exactly. And see, that's the thing.
And
we have so many women. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And you know, it's like if they don't raise to that level, then and they don't find you worthy, you got to let them move on. You got to let them move on. And then maybe at some point they will mature, maybe they won't, where they will rise to a good woman's level. But what we got to understand is we got to demand it. And if, you know, and if we don't, and if they, we don't get it, then let them move on. Just let them move on.
And yes, that's, and a lot of women are not willing to let them move on. They're willing.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, I wanted to show, even from the scriptures, you have to understand your importance. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand your importance
exactly.
and know that relationships go beyond just your feelings. And when you
exactly.
when you rise up to a level where it goes beyond your feelings, then you are more willing to let it go forward and just
right.
let people move
and
forward.
A good man who eventually wants to be a good man is going to raise to somebody's level. So, you know, it's not hopeless. It's just that they aren't going to do what we don't demand, you know.
Exactly.
And that's the hard part about waiting is, you know, we want what looks good to us or what feels good to us, but we back up on our standards and requirements. We back off on it, and then they feel that, they know that when that happens, and then they move on to somebody else because you haven't kept your own standards and requirements. So
right.
thank you for this presentation, and I love the biblical relations, you know, that you're putting to it. So, sisters, just listen. Thank you, priestess.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great one, okay?
You too.
Yeah, so, you know, ladies, we got to raise our standards. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you got to not be willing to accept. You know, we've got to start saying no. We've got to start being willing. We have to start having no issues with being alone. You know what I mean? If it takes that, because at the end of the day, you know, if the person is not going to commit, they're not going to commit, and you're going to be alone anyway. You know what I mean? And you're going to have to start all over. You know, if you think about all the relationships that are, they all started out wonderful and they all started out great, you know, you wonder, you know, how did we get to this point when you can't stand each other? You know, so it's a lot to think about, you know, and I say, you know, I wanted to bring this biblical point of view because we need to understand our power as women spiritually. And if we can step up spiritually, they will have no other choice but to step up. When you make spirit, you know, your spiritual purpose, your priority and not a relationship, and you're willing to walk away and say, look, this is who I am and this is what I do, okay, and you're not willing to compromise, spirit will send you the person that's for you. It's when you're willing to compromise that you will accept anything, and you're going to continue to do that, and it's not going to move forward. So we got to raise our standards. You know, we have to demand more. You know, and if they want to go to the women who want to be easy, let them go. You know, let them go. That's the price you got. That's the chance you got to take. And if he goes, that means he's no good anyway. So it's saving you. Real true, it is. All right, guys. So that is it for tonight, okay, and I thank you all for joining me, and I hope that you, you know, make spirit your priority, really, make spirit your priority, because a man always wants what he cannot have, truly, you know, you have men that'll be with women and go around with women, but it'll be that one woman that won't give him what he wants, that won't be so easy, that won't be so agreeable with everything he says, that will actually bring a challenge, okay? And sometimes a man just wants a challenge, too. And we don't give them enough of a challenge. We don't demand enough. We don't make them prove themselves, you know? And sometimes we suffer for that, you know, in our relationships and as women and our worth and who we are. So just think about it. Just think about it. And I thank you guys for joining me. Have a great evening, and I'll meet you again. Good night.